So, they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and that God had seen their misery. What was their reaction? They bowed down and worshipped this God in advance. So, I think that's really what we are to ever pray, that as we enter into a project, it's important. In a country that claims to be Christian, I think it's important to begin a project with the prayer. Even if the people you are dealing with are not Christians. I think it's good. In Kenya, there's a habit, even the worst of criminals, worst of politicians, would want the meeting to begin in prayer. Parliament begins in prayer. I think it's important for us, even in our projects, to find a way of letting God be involved. Let people know that there is a God you believe in, even if they don't believe in God. Obviously, if you are in a country that will persecute you for it, you still pray, but you pray quietly. But if it's a place where they may not believe in God, but they don't mind you praying, I think it would be a very good idea to do like these people. The project began in worship, in prayer, in acknowledging God, this is your project, only you can make it happen. So, as you introduce your project, I think it's important to let the people know that you believe in prayer and that you don't trust your abilities so much that you promise them it can be done without God. Let them know right at the beginning. And what will happen then in the process, when there are challenges along the way, they will be able to cry to God.